Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
People who you know voted for this, right? If you are an LGBTQ person and you know someone in your family voted essentially against your rights, or you're a woman knowing that, you know, this man was calling people the B word, J.D. Vance was literally calling Kamala Harris the trash and said, we're going to take out the trash. I know a lot of Black women were incredibly triggered by that. And if you then meet somebody and you know they voted for the people who called you trash, or if you're Puerto Rican, you know, and you know someone voted that way, do you recommend, just from a psychological standpoint, being around them? We got the holidays coming up.
Now, I don't always delve deep into the underworld that is MSNBC, but I managed to come across this over the weekend, and I thought it was worth talking about a little bit. Joy Reid, I know many Black women who were triggered by that language. It's amazing to me, as much as I do the Transgressor service on Fridays and make fun of, you know, woke culture, and can use all of these words semi-fluently like a non-native speaker can, I'm still always amazed that people really do talk this way. And they really do talk this way. They were so triggered by all of that. Oh, okay. You know, who cares? Anyway, but the question is, you know that you've got Trump-supporting friends and family who voted against you, who voted to quelch you and stifle you and are anti-LGBTQ. Are they? Because Trump is not particularly, I mean, not really, like, not like a social conservative, like, you know, traditional social conservatives would be. He's not. Anyway, so ask this question of her guest, Yale psychologist Amanda Calhoun. What answer do you think Amanda Calhoun is going to give to this? You know, should you talk to those people? Should you hang out with those people? What's your advice at this time of year? This difficult time of grieving, when you're going to encounter people over the turkey or the ham for Thanksgiving and Christmas, what should you do?
So I love that you asked this question, because, you know, there is a push, I think just a societal norm, that if somebody is your family, that they are entitled to your time. And I think the answer is absolutely not. So if you are going to a situation where you have family members, where you have close friends who, you know, have voted in ways that are against you, like what you said, against your livelihood, and it's completely fine to not be around those people and to tell them why, you know, to say, I have a problem with the way that you voted because it went against my very livelihood, and I'm not going to be around you this holiday. I need to take some space for me.
Okay, so let's start with where we agree, because, you know, good logic is, you know, good engagement is always to start with the points of agreement. There are some family members for whom it would be better, for you to avoid those people. That's just true. Okay. Sometimes family can be toxic and dangerous and rude and mean. And if being around some of those people is harmful to you, like it creates stress and anxiety and depression and you go home crying, well, then don't hang around those people so much. You know, if you're, for example, as a parent, okay, sometimes you have, your parents are really bad people. Now, the Bible says you're supposed to honor them. That does not mean that you have to obey them all the time as adults. It means honor, right? And sometimes honor doesn't include needing them to be around your grandkids, especially if they're, and I, you know, I speak from experience. We had, my wife's dad was a really bad person, like really, really bad person. So, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time with him, and he never got a chance to see the kids for reasons, really, really good reasons. So that's what you do. Okay. So that's true. Okay. However, family is suffering and family is pain and family is difficulty. And one of the blessings of family is that you learn how to be in relationship with people that you don't really like, that you wouldn't really pick, involuntary, unchosen, imposed relationships that put obligations and burdens and stresses and challenges on you that you can't choose into and you don't choose out of. That's actually the good thing about family. You say, how can that be good? It's good for you. It's good for them. It's good for, listen, it's good for not great people to have people that are obligated to be with them and take care of them and help them and be there for them. That's like, those people need people. And nobody chooses them, usually, not very well. So family is really good, okay, in that sense. That doesn't mean there aren't limits. There are definitely limits. Hear me when I say both. Okay, back to her advice, which is, you know, you don't owe them time. As a general rule, that's false. I mean, part of what family is time. If there are extreme exceptions, again, I understand abuse, all that kind of stuff. I understand that stuff. But there's another problem here, and it's a basic worldview problem where both Joy Reid and Amanda Calhoun are failing to live their own values. I'll explain in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly, not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Somebody texts me and says, Joy Reid continues to trigger me every time she says that even a broken clock is right once a day. That's funny. Somebody says, why do they, 437-1620, if you ever want to text me about anything, why do they keep saying it will threaten their existence or their livelihoods? Well, if, you know, you voted for Trump and he hates the black people, lie. You voted for Trump and he hates the gay people, lie. Or you voted for Trump and he's going to harm you because you're not a billionaire, lie. I mean, like, you know, the idea is they voted and they're going to do horrible, terrible things to you. Okay, but what's the basic idea here? The basic idea is that if you disagree with how somebody votes, you disagree with them politically, it's perfectly fine to avoid them, to shun them, to isolate from them, to basically fracture the normal expectations of family obligations with them, right? That's the advice that this Yale psychologist is giving. Question, what is tolerance? Now, I'm playing a little bit of a game with you. I know full well what tolerance is, but it's important for people to think about this. What is tolerance? Because the left is always saying tolerance. I'll cut to the chase just a little bit. I think the right is far more tolerant than the left. But you have to understand what tolerance is. Well, I thought the left was, like, you know, pro-women and pro, you know, gay and in favor of the minority religions and, you know, non-Christian and atheist religion. I thought they were the tolerant ones. I thought they thought that, you know, abortion is fine and the drug use, you know, you should at least, yeah, okay. No, tolerance is not when you agree with something. Tolerance is when you disagree with something. So, for example, the left claimed that it's the tolerant towards, for example, alternate sexuality. No, they embrace alternate sexuality. They think it's good. And if you think a thing is good, you cannot be tolerant towards it. Tolerance is when something is wrong or bad. By definition, the only people who can be tolerant of, for example, gays, is people who think that it's immoral. If you think that it's good, the word tolerance doesn't even apply. Like, you know, would you tolerate a great steak? No, I like steak. Would you tolerate a good back rub? No, I like a good back rub. Would you tolerate an entertaining movie? No, you enjoy an entertaining movie. Tolerance only applies to things you disagree with, to things that you think are wrong. And so for the longest time, the left has, like, claimed tolerance when what it really means is endorsement. People on the right have more the opportunity for tolerance because we disagree with a lot of these things. And then putting up with them or failing to take state or violent action against them. By the way, criticizing a thing is not intolerance. Words are the very definition of tolerance because you're engaging in a conversation to persuade. Criticizing a thing is not intolerant. Acting to stop a thing is intolerance. Trying to create a law against a thing by definition is intolerance. But by the way, every law is a form of intolerance. You know, you're intolerant of murder, you're intolerant of theft, you're intolerant of, you know, beating people up. Like, you know, these are all things that we make illegal because we're intolerant of them. There are many things we should be intolerant of. Really bad things. The question is not whether it's good or bad. The question is how bad is it? Because when it's bad enough, we're intolerant of it. When it's only a little bit bad, we tolerate it. That's a thing we call, what's the word? Freedom. Freedom is when you, and when you believe in freedom, you tolerate other people misusing their freedom in ways that aren't so bad that you have to stop them with force or the state. You just try to persuade them with a thing called language. Again, so criticizing is actually very, very tolerant. Okay, back to Amanda Calhoun and Joy Reid. So the idea is tolerance. And tolerance means putting up with stuff you don't like. Putting up with Jimmy Kimmel. Putting up with Joy Reid. Allowing, engaging, if they're family members, attending the family dinner with them. And talking to them. Or listening to them. Or realizing that if people do things you don't like or say things you don't like, it doesn't mean that you have to fracture relationship with them. You can still be around. In fact, you know, here's a funny idea. If people say things that you disagree with, you don't even have to fight with them. If you don't want to, you can. But your identity isn't threatened because you failed to disagree with them. You make a choice when you want to disagree or agree. And I mean, it's perfectly fine to engage them if you want to. I'm just, this notion that we should flee the people whose opinions we disagree with or who made votes we disagree with is the height of intolerance. Unwilling to put up with the thing that we dislike or disagree with. So, which, I mean, intolerance at a certain point is fine. But unless what they're endorsing is we ought to stop with force these Trumpers, these people who disagree, these, we ought to fight them. You know, which I, maybe they agree with that, but I think that is the bad approach. And that is certainly not the belief in democracy and your fellow citizens and people making choices and trying to solve things, you know, peacefully. Instead of taking pitchforks and guns to the ballot box, we instead take, you know, our pens and our paper and we make a decision to vote and to allow other people to vote. And then we count the votes and we say who decides, because whoever has the most, we let them make the decision. So that's where I'm. That was kind of my line of thinking about this whole avoid the people that disagree with you. Is it hard? Of course. But is it a growth opportunity? Also, of course. And is that what it means to be family? Again, repeat. Of course. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Paul Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Our nation's economic problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight. Dr. Ron Paul here, and this is why I recommend diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold, a proven bedrock in any economy, with my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold. Text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Good morning, 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News on this rainy Veterans Day. As we've already seen, the Milton Veterans Day parade has been canceled, but the event itself, the ceremony, we're waiting to find out. I haven't seen anything posted about the Veterans Day event at Veterans Memorial Park downtown Pensacola, but we'll certainly let you know if we see anything show up about that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 through Pace is looking good. Even 98. Proud of you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on
Well,
the
school,
fives.
Right? Kids
right.
are out of school.
Exactly.
So, you know,
but
it's just a different day.
I wanted to give, you know, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well done. I like that. Encourage. Right. You encourage good behavior. You get more of it. That's right. Just a small note for those of you who might be affected by this. The sign on the crossing at Hancock and the CSX Railway just east of Palafox said they would start closing that one today. I put a video up on Facebook. You can see for yourself. But all of the, like, preliminary, they're not in place, but the road closed signs that they will put across the railroads are all up at or are, like, on the side of the road at Airport, at Oakfield, at Burgess. And I tell you this because when those roads get closed, especially if they get closed all at the same time, and if that does start today, tomorrow, sometime this week, oh, God, the traffic for Brown Barge and West Florida High School is going to be atrocious. And, you know, then, of course, there's always the question of a couple of days hence when they finally get it figured out. They can't do asphalt in the rain, so that's just kind of be aware of that. They, you know, I don't know if they'll close them until they can get started doing the repairs. But when those close, it's going to be a really, really big mess for a while in those areas for traffic. And then they'll open back up. And again, I don't know if they're going to do them all at the same time. But also, just keep an eye on the rebuild, because if it's really, really bad, like the one at Hancock is terrible. I mean, if you went over that at 15 miles an hour, you're going to launch your car like the Dukes of Hazzard. But Airport was like that when they first fixed it 10 years ago or 9 years or whatever. And then, you know, kind of brought attention to that problem and they came back and did it properly. So if there's a really bad crossing, let me know and we may be able to get it fixed while they're still in town working on this stuff. We won't be able to get it fixed 2 months from now. Okay. But maybe while they're still here. 6:27 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, a Veterans Day ceremony today will mark the first public appearance together since the election for President Biden and Vice President Harris. They'll be participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Could be a doubleheader for SpaceX today. They're planning to launch a South Korean communications satellite from the Kennedy Space Center, and that'll be at about 11 o'clock this morning, then a launch from Cape Canaveral that was canceled last night has now been rescheduled for later today at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, if this rain ever stops, Andrew, it might be a good day to take in the beauty at the Gulf Islands National Seashore.
Yes.
Veterans Day, the final free admission day for national parks across the country. The next one will come up in January on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah, we had actually been planning because we take advantage of these because what's admission to the park these days? $140 or something like that? I mean, it's so outrageously expensive. But so we don't like to go when it's not free. But when it's free, we'll go. And we were actually planning to do a paddleboard today, and we didn't like, this weather. It's just would not be fun and not probably even safe, really. So, David, thanks so much. Thanks for the reminder that the National Seashore is free today. All your national parks are free today. 437-1620, if you're thinking about working on the home, doing a home repair, it's something you have to do or want to do. It's a remodel, maybe. Or you build things for a living. Pensacola Hardware is your place. In fact, especially, let me talk to just the construction professionals for a second. Just go. I mean, don't take my word for it. What do I know about your industry? But go. And, you know, go down there and say, Andrew McKay is always saying that you guys are great for people like me. Tell me what you can do for me. And, you know, they'll tell you things like, we'll put you on a monthly bill instead of having to, you know, send Jeff with a credit card down to buy something. We'll ship it to your job site so you don't have to, you know, send Jeff with a credit card down to buy something, you know, because, he, you know, like, that's time and money. They can help you understand how to solve problems. They will have it in stock when you need it. You know, their bread and butter is helping people build things for a living. But seriously, ask them. You know, and look, if you're not satisfied with the answer they give, you know, keep doing what you're doing. But you might discover that a company that's been around for 173 years, one of the 50 oldest companies in the U.S., the oldest in the entire state of Florida, does know a thing or two about helping you do your job and can help you do it better. And, you know, you can really find out why so many construction pros work with them. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. What else do we have? So Rick Scott, again, is, you know, one of the top three names for the Senate leadership, majority leader, now that Mitch McConnell is no longer going to be taking that role. Elon Musk is backing Rick Scott. Kind of interesting little note, so we'll see. Meanwhile, President Trump, president former and elect and whatever we're supposed to say, spoke with Vladimir Putin. And according to reports unofficial that the Trump team did not confirm, because they say we do not comment on the, you know, comments of these people. But the report somehow leaked out is that he told Putin not to escalate the war in Ukraine. Not even president yet.
Gianna Gelosi, the transition to Donald Trump's second term as president is well underway.
The president-elect set to meet with President Biden at the White House on Wednesday. President Biden is expected to advocate for continued support for Ukraine, among other key domestic and foreign policy issues. The meeting comes as Mr. Trump's transition team continues to vet candidates for key positions in his new administration.
That's Fox's John Scott, President-elect Trump confirming to the New York Post he is nominating New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., and former Acting Director of U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Tom Homan will be his administration's borders czar. President Biden and Vice President Harris will also make their first public appearance together since the election for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier later this morning for Veterans Day. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is rainy across the area today. I'm David Wayne for News Radio. Well, we're not out of the woods just yet. There's another potential tropical development on the horizon in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center now giving a disturbance about a 40% chance of development over the next 7 days. They're expecting a low-pressure system to form in the next few days, and a tropical depression could form as soon as this coming weekend. Today's Veterans Day, a day to honor all veterans in the community. There's parades scheduled across the area, although with the rain, we'll let you know if there's any changes to those. The Pensacola Parade is scheduled to start at 9:30 this morning. That would run from Garden down Spring Street, Main Street, and Bayfront Parkway, and end at Veterans Memorial Park. The parade will be followed by a ceremony and a ringing of the bells at the park. There will also be a few road closures along that route. The parade, there's also a parade scheduled later this afternoon on Pensacola Beach. That parade would start at 2 o'clock this afternoon and start on Via de Luna just past Avenida 10 and go to the Beach Pavilion. The Marine Corps League celebrated the 249th birthday of the Marine Corps yesterday. They held their own ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park where they rang a bell for each vet that's passed. League Chaplain David Trombley says they all come together as a family.
That's a very powerful thing, and you just don't know what a single thank you can do for a veteran. And so our camaraderie is huge because it keeps all of us connected. And life is hard. It's hard for all of us. So when we have that brotherhood to connect to, and our brothers and sisters, you know, are looking out for each other, that's very important. And we're always looking to reach out and to grow our ranks so that folks know they've got a family. They got a Marine Corps League family.
Trombley spoke with Channel 3. He says today's a good day to say thank you to a veteran in your life. And, well, folks in Niceville had a Veterans Day parade over the weekend.
I enjoy it. It's nice being part of a community where people come together and kind of celebrate the sacrifices of those that kind of helped build this country.
And that's veteran Nicholas Pulier, and he told Channel 3 that he sees Veterans Day as a time for reflection for him. Well, FDLE is investigating after an officer-involved shooting in Escambia County over the weekend. That happened on Amberway Drive Saturday night at about 10:30. Escambia County deputies say they responded to a home where a man was shooting in the front yard. That man reportedly fired a shot at deputies with an AR-15 when they arrived, but missed. Deputies say they ordered the man to drop the rifle, but he refused and deputies shot him. That man was then taken to the hospital. We don't have a current update on his condition. Well, rain just couldn't put a damper on Egg Fest over the weekend. Despite a rainy start to Sunday morning, hundreds of people showed up to sample Big Green Egg cooked foods at their new location. That was outside of the Haje Shrine on 9 Mile Road. Some of the winning teams included Team Palafox, Hotspot Charter, and Sonny's Barbecue. And the judge's choice, the people's choice winner, was Rocket 5. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents out there on the roadway so far. I'm looking at I-10, I-110 are actually looking really good. Just seeing some minor delays if you're on 29 and 9 Mile Road there at that intersection. Traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have a wet day for your Veterans Day. 80% chance of those showers lasting through the morning and the afternoon. High near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain could continue through your Tuesday morning. 20% chance of rain through the entire day as things will be drying up in the afternoon. High on Tuesday near 78, low near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it is definitely a rainy morning. We've got 70 degrees across the area and rain. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. PowerX, an Ohio manufacturer of semiconductor chips for military and commercial aircraft, solar power projects, and windmills, is in line to receive $3 million in federal funding through President Biden's CHIPS Act. A company official said the money will be used to nearly double its capacity and add jobs. Today is Veterans Day. What is open and what is closed? Since it's a federal holiday, many government institutions, libraries, DMVs, and banks will be closed. UPS and FedEx will operate as normal. Many retailers such as Target, Walmart, Costco, and more will be open as usual. Bitcoin reached a fresh all-time high near $81,000. Futures premiums soared in a clear sign that investors believe the record run in the world's largest cryptocurrency is poised for even more gains on the back of elections that saw a swell of pro-crypto candidates win office. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, mornings 5 till 9, before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
On Tuesday, we learned that Democrats actually don't know how to rig an election. Donald Trump swept all the swing states, won the popular vote, and Republicans took back control of the Senate. It's like we're living in a computer simulation, and whoever's controlling Trump has a cheat code. He's invincible. He's like a character in Grand Theft Auto who throws a prostitute out of a car and drives straight to the White House.
Well, and also now the House. Well, it looks like the House. Very, very likely to be the House. Like a cheat code. Well, I wouldn't say Dems didn't try, you know, but maybe didn't succeed because there was a whole lot of election integrity push on across the country.
But don't you guys worry. If I know Democrats, they're going to take a long look in the mirror, learn from their mistakes, and then run Biden again in 2028.
No. Oh, have you seen the video of President Biden walking on the beach with his wife? Yeah. So the footage is on C-SPAN, and it was shot by some third person, you know, just like, I don't even think it was reporters. I think it was just somebody who managed to see him coming, and there's, you know, they're at a distance of, I'm guessing, maybe 50 to 100 feet. But they're walking across the sand, and she's walking like people walk across the sand, and he is stuttering and stumbling and falling and hopping, and he doesn't fall, but it's extraordinarily awkward to watch, and the people who are shooting the video are trying to figure out what they're seeing exactly, and this is going out of your way to try to give a charitable interpretation to somebody who is clearly having, you know, body cognition functionality issues, right?
He's playing.
Yeah. He's saying he's playing. He's doing it on purpose.
He's playing. He's trying too hard. Huh. He's
not playing. He's stumbling and cannot walk successfully or very not well. I mean, he does not fall. Okay. I don't want to, you know, say that, but And I don't know what the right thing to do is at this point. You know, it's not like he's going to resign and make Kamala Harris the 47th president, you know? I mean, that or is he, you know? Circumventing all of the merchandising for Trump. You know, like, I don't think that's likely to happen. But it would accomplish making the first black woman a president, I guess, if he wanted to do it that way for the last couple of months that he's in office, I suppose. I don't think it's very likely. So, anyway, it's a very sad video to watch because it's just, you can't argue with it. And the notion that he was doing it on purpose is completely nuts. Back to SNL over the weekend. The Open, by the way, if you watch The Open, I'll talk about that next hour. Lots of things to say about The Open. But for Weekend Update, which is quickly becoming less good, I noticed that this week the opening bits about the election were okay. The rest of it, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe they've changed writing staff or something. It's not funny the way it used to be. Michael Che.
And how did I let y'all convince me that rural Pennsylvania would pick the Jamaican Indian lady? Clearly, I've been spending too much time with you white liberals and your goofy optimism. It wasn't even close. At one point, Trump was so far ahead, they put in Brawny. I mean, what the...
But racism? Pennsylvania racism is the answer? Hey, listen. Keep on that line. Keep assuming it's racism and sexism, and you will keep losing elections. Just keep doing that, because that is not working well for you to keep making that assumption.
During Trump's victory speech, he promised that this will truly be the golden age of America. You know, because things turn golden when the sun is setting on them.
Okay. See, I told you this is not as much fun. And by the way, this is, I hesitate to play this one, but there's a reason I'm going to play it. Okay. There's no gentle way to prepare you for this, except that if you're Catholic, you're not going to like this joke. Okay. But here goes.
It is believed that J.D. Vance may have helped Trump's numbers with Catholic voters, which is kind of crazy because J.D. Vance converted to Catholicism as an adult. And I'm sorry, you're not really a Catholic man unless you survived being an altar boy.
And then he jokes that he survived by pretending to be a lesbian, I think is what he said about himself. Maybe what you want to learn is that you lost the Catholic vote, Democrat Saturday Night Live writers. Maybe what you want to realize is that taking a cheap shot at a church over a major scandal that also, by the way, plagued Protestants and plagued non-Christian religions, too. It just doesn't get the kind of attention, right? I mean, think about the Boy Scouts, okay? Groups that have young children have had this problem. The Catholic Church is not unique. They had a lot of very complicated issues, and it's not good. Agreed. But you're going to keep taking cheap shots about that in an unrelated way. Maybe evidence of an anti-Catholic / anti-religious bigotry may be the kind of thing that cost you 7 or 8 points in the election. Maybe because Kamala Harris was perceived to be that way. Just maybe the introspection could start a little closer to home, Colin Jost.
So y'all gonna let a man with 34 felonies lead the free world and be the president of the United States? That's it. I'm listening to R. Kelly again. I do, but I'm going to stop pretending I don't. If white people can elect their fellas, I could dance to mine.
Seems on the surface to make sense, but are you really telling me that the artificial felonies that Trump has been convicted of are the same as the R. Kelly behavior? Are you really trying to make that comparison to me, Michael Che?
President Biden and President-elect Trump will meet in the Oval Office next week, where Biden will finally finish a sentence he started at the debate.
That's funny. See, and that was the one of the few jokes made about either Kamala or Biden in the entire show, which is amazing and telling also.
With Republicans now in control of the Senate, there is a three-way race for majority leader between John Cornyn, John Thune, and Rick Scott, which represents the kind of diversity Republicans bring to politics. Gray hair, white hair, and no hair.
Which is kind of funny. 647 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get matched with your perfect bed and save up to $700 on a wide selection of quality mattresses. And you see store for details. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. We're not seeing any delays on I-10 or even I-110. 98's also looking good this morning also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's time now for your UWF Argos football play of the game, brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. This is in the third quarter. It's, it's 28-14 at this time. UWF has already scored four times, and Greenville has scored twice. And so UWF is on defense, okay? Right there against Greenville with the ball.
They'll walk some pressure up, six across the line of scrimmage. They'll back out. Ramirez, though, doesn't have time. He fires it. Williams is down there. Pick off. The Argos go up and get it. Heck of a play. And Williams thought he had a chance. Unfortunately for him, the Argos defense was there. Ty Crusher from his cornerback position with the INT.
Yeah, that's a big game and a big play. And there was another one very, very early on as well that I just want to give some credit to, because the defense hasn't gotten enough of the attention this year in our clips of the game.
First down, 10 yards on the throw and catch, and they'll go here, try to run it. Ball's on the ground, falls out of Ramirez's hands. The Argos have it. They scoop it up. DJ Barnes rolling to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. The defense scores again.
Wow.
Scoops and scores, interceptions, defensive stops, total yards for loss. Like, total yards for loss on rushing has been common across many of their opponents this year. So the UWF defense has been unbelievable this year. They really are. The offense has been very good, surprisingly good in the later games. Not as good in the beginning, but the defense has been stellar. So they wind up winning 35-14. And this UWF Argos Play of the Week is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, where you can play golf, you can play baseball, you can play football, you can play rugby, you can play zombie dodgeball, you can play all kinds of sports in these simulators that are... Now, if you've ever played a simulator, like, I know there's kind of, you know, you might have seen some. If you haven't been to Bogey's Golf Suites, like, these are unbelievably accurate and detailed, and the number of sensors that they got to pick up, that they've got to pick up your stuff, it's wild. Like, I couldn't believe it. You can bring your own golf clubs. You can use theirs, whatever. You can even play hockey. I mean, you know, who can play hockey in Pensacola outside of the Ice Flyers, right? So you can, you know, eat. The food is fantastic. Wings, pizza, salads, smoothies, much more. Of course, a full-service bar right there on University just north of 9 Mile. A fantastic place to go with friends, family. You can rent it out for businesses, you know, team-building exercises, whatever the case may be. Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. Check them out in person. Just stop by or go to bogeysgolfsuites.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including CMEX Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Yeah, Stacy, what do you want?
I want a relationship. I want romance.
You want romance? In Ridgemont? We can't even get cable TV here, Stacy. You want romance.
Didn't just air guitar right there. I'm not sure that we're as close as you think we are. Oh yeah. I know it's a talk show, but every once in a while we just need to enjoy the music a little bit, right? 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, Egg Fest was so much fun. Oh, so good. So much money raised for charity. Such good food. Oh, it's always, I mean, I'm like, you know, I think I'll start eating again on Wednesday. It's just so good. I saw a bunch of, met a bunch of listeners, some who I knew already, some who I did not know already, and I always appreciate people saying hi to me when I stop by their booth or whatever. One shout out to Jody McCown, who said she's always listening in her car while she's driving around. So, hey, Jody, it's nice to meet you yesterday. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a New York State volunteer forest ranger is the first fatality from one of the numerous wildfires in the Northeast right now. 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez was killed after being hit by a falling tree. Of course, wildfires also on the West Coast. A wind-driven mountain fire there scorched about 21,000 acres in California. Columbia University activists in New York are planning a protest for Veterans Day. An unsanctioned student group has been circulating flyers for the protest. The protest, which referred to Veterans Day as Martyrs Day, of course, in honor of those killed in Gaza, and veterans around the Columbia campus planning a counter-protest. Andrew, I've got a monkey update.
Oh, please tell me where we're at with these things.
Well, about half now of those 43 monkeys have been recovered. Veterinarians say they've examined 25 monkeys that have now been found, and all of them so far have been unharmed. They say most of the monkeys stayed near the research facility, and police are emphasizing there is no threat to public health.
You mean they didn't have a good full-blown escape plan?
Apparently not.
They didn't have local roads, maps, money, passports, ID, you know, to get them where they needed to go.
They were not well prepared.
Train schedule. I love how the coverage of this has been escape plan, breakout. I'm like, you know, it's like Clint Eastwood in Escape from Alcatraz is what's going on with these monkeys. You know, like they just
they're monkeys.
It's yeah. I mean, there was probably like a lock that was open and a door that was open, or, you know, they were playing around and they found an air conditioning vent or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they were scheming this thing.
Well, what is this research facility that they escaped from? Because isn't there one where the monkeys are just loose on an island anyway? Is this the same one?
I just don't ask questions. You don't want answers to these questions. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Still seeing some just minor delays at 29 and 9 Mile. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
In spite of this, ugh. Yeah. Yuck. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide where to start, Frontier Motors, a good place to start your car shopping experience. Here's why. You go to Frontier, and they've got a lot of cars on the lot, about 300. And, you know, good quality cars, one, two, maybe 3 or 4 years old, low miles, great condition, you know, 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles, that kind of thing. They warranty their cars to 10 years. So, you know you're going to be able to drive it for a while. It's going to be in great condition. They only sell A-quality cars. That's really what they specialize in. But the thing is, you go there, and all in one place, you have the widest variety of the most sedans or minivans or trucks. And if you're not sure what you want, you can sample a bunch of different things. And, you know, it's kind of funny how you might like the, whatever you're driving, let's say, you might like the 08 version of that vehicle. And you might discover that you don't as much like the, 2022 version of that vehicle. I mean, that happens. And so you might want to look at other 2022s or 21s or 20s or whatever, you know, that are in like the basic genre, but you might not like the version of it that they've got now. And, you know, that can happen just because, you know, they change the stereo or they change the air conditioning or the steering wheel or who knows what. You know, maybe the seats don't fit you right anymore. I mean, I don't know. There's all kinds of weird things about a car that's why you drive them. Well, with so many in one place, you can compare them all to each other without having to kind of drive around town and then remember what did I like, what didn't I like. And if they have what you want, you can buy it. If they don't have what you want, send them to go looking. You know, send, hey, I love this car, but not in blue. Okay, we'll look for you. What's your price range? Okay, they go buying cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. I said if you didn't, air guitar at that point, and somebody says, sorry, I was air drumming. Okay, all right. I mean, you know, we're still in the same basic game. I appreciate that. I still think it's super weird that anybody in their right mind believes that Sonia Sotomayor is going to resign her commission as Supreme Court Justice at the young age of 70, which for a Supreme Court Justice, 70 is not very old. By the way, I was surprised about this. John, do you know Supreme Court justices? Who's the oldest on the Supreme Court? This is actually a relatively easy one, but only if you know, like, Supreme Court people. Do you know?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay, Supreme Court, the oldest justice is Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
Okay, that shouldn't surprise anybody. He's, you know, been on the court for forever, right? But how old is he? You want to take a stab? How old is Clarence Thomas?
75.
Oh, you're actually really close. I would have guessed quite a bit older. I was thinking that he was in his 80s, but it turns out he is 76, but he's been serving since he was 43.
Wow.
Yeah, remember, I mean, he came in under...
Was it in Clinton?
No. It was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh,
put him in 91. And so he's 76. Roberts is 69. Samuel Alito is actually almost as old as Clarence Thomas at 74. And Sonia Sotomayor is 70. So the going theory is they need to want her to step down so they can fill a seat while they've got control of the presidency and the Senate. You cannot get a Supreme Court nominee in by January 20th. Under no circumstances is that time enough to make that happen. And certainly not for Congress.
Lisa on air at 92.